conversations about race, gender, and other social issues sparking heated debates at school board meetings all across the country.
We're witnessing the newest evolution of the culture wars.
I think Trump just stands in a very long line of culture warriors.
The commander-in-chief of the culture war.
Keep culture wars out of classrooms.
What candidates think most potential Republican voters want to hear? Culture war posturing.
He is fighting a culture war.
Why has the GOP picked schools as the battleground to fight these culture war issues?
Culture wars are the things that unite a lot of Republicans.
Kind of curious, why were you willing to talk to him and not to me? Because you thought they were trying to tear these signs down?
Yeah!
They came up with a new one. This is a new one. And they're looking at me through the Espionage Act. Think of that. How does that sound? Of 1917, where the penalty is death.
Democrats want to take away all your guns because they hate the Constitution.
All of these culture wars.
Culture wars.
Into the culture wars.
You think this is another culture war?
These cultural wars, it's on bringing the culture war to the library.
The ongoing culture war that's taking place in our classrooms across the country. Things like LGBTQ issues, critical race theory, teaching American history, all kinds of things dominating our politics right now, landing also in the classroom and causing some conflict and controversy there.
And good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Will Johnson, and this is The Culture Wars. What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for tuning in. What a crazy time to be alive. You know what? We were highly upset when they kept President Trump in the courtroom all that time, in a freezing courtroom, keeping him off the campaign trail. I didn't like it. I was upset. I can only imagine how President Trump was feeling about it. But President Trump, he went through the motions. He said, okay, this is what you're doing to me. I'm here. I'm going to do it. Let's go. Right? They ran him through the ringer. And everything, every time they do something to President Trump, it actually backfires on them. Every single time. Without fail. Democrats cannot figure it out. They keep going, what are we doing wrong? What are we doing wrong? What is his name? James Corbell? He actually did a video saying we're like wet noodles, talking about Democrats, talking about himself. He said we're like wet noodles and we're being thrown up against the cabinet and we're not sticking. He says everything that we're throwing at President Trump is not working. See, they have this old mindset thinking that, well, we can do what we did to Republicans in the past and it will get President Trump to step down. It will get President Trump to go away. But President Trump is an alpha male. President Trump is a leader that I believe that God ordained for to be in this time, to be in that position. And these Democrats cannot stand it. They're wanting to keep their demonic regime going. And it brings us to the point where a lot of people are going, well, it's Obama. You know, Obama said, if I just had an earpiece and I could sit in the basement somewhere and I can just have someone do my bidding, whatever, blah, 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 blah. You know what? The Obamas and the Bidens, they're at odds with one another. The only reason why Obama's going out there acting like he's supporting Joe Biden is because they don't want any, they want to try to stop President Trump from bringing to the surface all of the corruption that Obama did. Because them going after President Trump, even with this immunity deal, President Trump has every right now to bring up everything that Obama did outside of the scope. There's no immunity of allowing the DOJ, the FBI, to spy on a candidate for presidency. I think that goes outside the scope. It really does. And they don't want that to come back to the surface. Joe Biden, talking about the $1 billion in Ukraine. That goes outside the scope. And besides, Joe Biden was VP when he did that. So all of this corruption, this is the only reason we have James Comey, Obama, every last one of these Democrats trying to prevent President Trump from going back into office, because President Trump has the goods on all of them. But once he gets back in that chair, they know it's game on. What was it? James Comey just recently said that President Trump is smarter the second time around. So we have to stop him from getting into the White House by any means necessary. It's pretty crazy. It's absolutely crazy to me. Okay, before I get to some of this stuff about Hunter Biden, and I showed y'all the video yesterday of the Young Jerks, the Young Turks. Y'all remember that? For those of y'all that tuned in yesterday, did y'all see that? I mean, he's piping mad that Hunter Biden is Joe Biden's top advisor. I mean, he's piping mad. He's like, this crackhead is running the country. Wow. And you know what? This is just having them all scrambled around right now. They're trying to figure out, should we do the 25th Amendment? Should we not do the 25th Amendment? They're piping mad. And then the whole thing with the debate just fell flat on their face. They're all upset about that. And then the Supreme Court, not only last week when they did the, you know, the whole issue with the J6 constitutional prisoners that they have, then the Supreme Court adhered to the U.S. Constitution again and says that, and say President Trump has immunity. And they're all upset about it. They're all angry about it. Look, I don't ever go out wanting to have people upset, but you know what? I have to say this. And there's no time. We don't need to be gloating or anything like that, because we're not out of the woods. Just because the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the Constitution doesn't mean we're out of the woods. See, these Democrats, they're making this crap up as they go along. They're trying to figure out what they can get President Trump on. You know how I gave y'all the analogy before, how they say that President Trump murdered somebody? It's just an analogy, okay, for you trolls that are out there. It's just an analogy. The Democrats say President Trump murdered somebody. Then you go, okay, well, is there a missing person report? No, there's not. Is there evidence of a crime scene? No, there's not. Is there a murder weapon? No, there's not. Is there anything suspicious going on? No, there's not. But we need to keep looking until we find the dead body, until we find the crime scene, until we find the murder weapon, and hold it against President Trump. We got to keep looking because he murdered somebody. This is how they're acting. This is how they're proceeding with everything. That's just an analogy. But it's like that with everything. Remember the whole thing with Russia, Russia, Russia. President Trump never colluded with Russia, but they kept looking. There has to be something there because he did do some stuff. He tried to do business in Russia, so there has to be some kind of connection. Let's make it up as we go along. It's the same. It's like that for everything. Are y'all seeing it now? Y'all seeing it? So even though the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the U.S. Constitution, the Democrats are trying to figure out, okay, what goes outside of the scope? What can we say that President Trump did that's outside of the scope of immunity? And I'm going to tell you, there is one thing outside of the scope of, you know, President Trump. And y'all may not like me saying this. There is one thing that they could use against President Trump. Not everybody has a perfect score when they go golfing. So that's outside of President Trump's immunity. He doesn't have a perfect score every time. I'm just saying, it is what it is. You may not like me for saying it, but that's the only thing the Democrats can get him for. Because, you know, they talked about golfing. That's the reason I'm bringing it up. Joe Biden, you know, what is his handicap? What is like an 8? He says it's a 6. And President Trump is a lot better. But, you know, even then, President Trump, he's not a Tiger Woods. It is what it is. That's the only person I know in golf. So y'all going to have to help me out if there's anybody else better than Tiger Woods, because I don't know. But still, that's the only thing they can get him on. But talking about Joe Biden, look at this here. Look at this. Have y'all seen this? I mean, I'm trying to figure this out. I guess Joe Biden view black people as pets. I mean, I don't know how to explain this. I mean, you tell me in the comments, what do you think is going on here? Make sure you go ahead and make this full screen. Make this full screen right now. Y'all tell me what is going on here. Yeah, make it full screen, because we want to make sure that people see what's happening. Now, look at Joe Biden. Actually, remove the lower third for me. Just remove the lower third. You can. Yep. OK, now, look, everybody, you see his hand is out. There's a black man bald headed. His hand is out to shake Joe Biden's hand. Watch Joe Biden, everybody. What's his hand doing there? What is that? Yeah, and look at the other black guy that's standing next to him. Watch. Look, right there. Like, man, what are you doing? Whoa. He's like, whoa.
Even the guy that he's shaking his hand, he looks down like quickly, like, wait, what's going on? You know, usually you don't want somebody to touch the president too much.
No, but this
Biden,
dude,
he's like all up on this guy.
I mean, come on.
How are you?
What in the world? I mean, come on. What do y'all think that is? Tell me in the comments. Come on, somebody, please tell me. What do you think Joe Biden is? Joe Biden stroking for votes? Stroke for votes? Is that what he's doing? I'll stroke you for a vote. Stroke for vote. What is he doing? Let me go look at the comments here. What is he doing? I mean, it is some gay stuff. I mean, it really is. Now, I actually modified that video and I put it on X. I added some extra stuff to it. It is gay as all get out. And the black dude, I mean, look, you know, if President Trump was petting someone like that, a black man, what do y'all think the left would be saying? Oh, my goodness. He thinks black people are pets now. Look what he's doing. But of course, the left, they're going to be completely silent on it. Here it is, a white man, Joe Biden, that's been racist towards black people. You know what this? You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of what they used to do. White Democrats used to do to black people when they had them on the plantation. Y'all think that they only raped the women? I mean, I hate to bring it to you. I hate to break it down to you. These Democrats, they didn't only rape the women. I mean, look, you may not like to hear it. I don't like hearing it either. But people think, well, they only did it to the women. No. These Democrats have always had this demonic spirit. The Democrats have always had that homosexual spirit. Who you think's pushing it the most? The Democrats pushing it onto the children, pushing it onto our society. Yeah, and I'm looking in the comments here. Yeah, he's petting him. I mean, it's disgusting. Maybe Biden likes black men, you know? Hey, I don't know, you know? I mean, the way he's petting him, maybe he did. One person made a comment, because if you are on X and you go to my X page, I added something to it. My producer's probably going to go look at it here in a minute, but I added something to it because Joe Biden, he's a full-on pervert. He's sick. I mean, he's completely sick. But it makes me think about what they used to do to black people back in the day. And it's pretty grotesque. I mean, it really is. But like I said, if y'all go on X, go to my X account, you'll see a little bit more to what's going on with that. OK, let's move on. The FBI. Is there anybody who trusts the FBI? Is there anybody here that trusts the FBI? It's just a simple question. It's just a simple question. I don't think people trust the FBI any longer. So this is actually a long clip with this FBI clip, Shannon. So I think I'm gonna have to break it. I'm gonna have to short it down a little bit here. Because there's been FBI whistleblowers, finally, a whole bunch of them coming out saying that they can't do it any longer. The FBI has become completely corrupt. You can split screen it. This young man is talking to this lady from the FBI. She's total liberal. Total liberal. Let me see if I can find her real quick. Right there. Total liberal, right? She even fits the profile. I mean, I hate to say it, white feminist liberal. She fits the profile the way she looks. And I'm just saying. I mean, y'all can just, look. But anyways, listen to this, because he's asking her about, is she ashamed of the direction the FBI has gone? Are you ashamed? Do you have any you know, regret. I mean, really, because we all used to marvel against the FBI. Like when I was a kid, I was like, man, it'd be awesome to be in the FBI. I'm being honest with you. I mean, I think the FBI could still be a credible, awesome organization, but they got to get rid of the corruption. They have to. Even the men and women that took the oath, they have to get rid of the corruption. Listen.
Station, I sure hope there's part of you that is embarrassed and disgusted with what the FBI has been up to. And I know the American people are. I mean, look at the movies growing up. You guys are in like every movie as the hero. When you were a little girl and you were watching movies growing up, did you notice that? Those cool blue jackets with the bright yellow lettering, the FBI on it. Was that pretty cool watching those movies growing up and those TV shows and now getting to work for this organization?
It's amazing to work for this organization. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Is there a part of you though that feels torn, ma'am? Like the whistleblowers that are coming up here now in droves that just say, I can't do it anymore. I didn't swear an oath to the FBI. Is there a part of you that feels torn or not at all? Ma'am, I'm asking you a serious question.
Sir, I'm very proud to work for the FBI. I think I stated that.
I know you are. That's not what I asked you, ma'am. I asked you if you feel torn.
Not at the least.
Not the slightest.
Not the slightest. I mean, really. I mean, just think about it. See, this is a typical feminist liberal. They love the fact that they're going after conservatives. They love the fact that they're going after Christians. They love the fact that they're going after Christians standing outside of an abortion clinic just praying. They love the fact that the FBI is going after you, the parent, because you don't want your children sexualized or pushed with the whole CRT nonsense. She's happy about all of that. These Democrats are all happy about it. How sick is that? This is the reason why people no longer think that the FBI is a credible organization. They have destroyed that organization. They have just right down destroyed it. And it's completely disgusting. Wow. Okay, so when we come back from this break, I got some really wild stuff I want to share with you. Where's Hunter?
Pharma hats are where style and leather come together to create exceptional headwear. Proudly made in the USA, experience craftsmanship like never before, and they're 100% leather hats, handcrafted in the heart of Minnesota, USA. Their premium full-grain cattle leather ensures unparalleled quality and durability for all your outdoor adventures. Amazing features include 50+ UV protection, water resistant, foldable design that is convenient on the go. Effortlessly stow your hat in the free travel bag provided, and the vintage oil wax finish that only gets better with age. Whether you're hiking through rugged terrain, enjoying a day at the beach, or simply strolling through town, these hats are the ideal choice. As a UFA producer, you see me wear mine every day. And everywhere I go, I get compliments and asked where I get mine. Don't miss out on the chance to own a hat that seamlessly blends fashion, functionality, and quality. Visit UniteAmericaFirst.com and go to our merch page today and discover the world of handcrafted leather excellence. Elevate your adventure. Elevate your style. Shop now.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast. text from Revelation 13 represents the end time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Breaking news, we're now learning that Hunter Biden is attending some of the president's meetings at the White House, staying close to his father post-debate. NBC's Monica Alba is reporting from Washington, D.C. What more can you tell us, Monica?
Well, these are new details coming in to our team, Chris, along with my colleagues, Kristen Welker, Mike Memley, and Sarah Fitzpatrick. We have learned from sources familiar with the situation at the White House that Hunter Biden has been by his father's side ever since they were at Camp David this weekend as a family, where they had some discussions about the president's potential path forward here and his reelection campaign. And that since he returned from Camp David last evening with his father, we understand that Hunter Biden has even joined some meetings and conversations that have taken place between the president and some of his most senior advisors and senior staff. And while we should note that it's not unusual for Hunter Biden to be at the White House, to be in the residence, to be attending certain White House events, which we have certainly seen time and time again over the last 3.5 years, where we have seen photos of him and where he has appeared in public, it is unusual, according to the people we spoke with, for him to be participating at this level. And
I'm sorry. There's just a couple seconds left in this, but I have to stop it really quick. How was it unusual, according to the few people that they talked to? Why do you need to talk to anybody? Does Hunter Biden have the security clearance to hear and receive all of the information that Joe Biden is receiving, being that he's in the White House? Being that he's supposed to be the president, does he have the security clearance? No. He's a crackhead. Absolutely not. So wait a minute. So if we, the people, according to the Democrats, we all know who won the 2020 election. It was, you know, our great president, Donald J. Trump. But the Democrats, they stole it for Joe Biden. So does this mean that Joe Biden is truly just a figurehead and Hunter Biden is actually calling the shots for everything? Him along with Jill Biden? I mean, someone please help me understand. Think about that. Why do they need to have a conversation with someone? They're not asking the right questions. Does Hunter Biden even have the security clearance to even be in the room?
And to have the sort of regularity of some of these contacts and conversations with senior staff, we understand, again, since returning yesterday from Camp David, where they were more huddled as a family, to now as the president has resumed some of his more traditional meetings at the White House with those key advisors.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
How does that work? Now, y'all tell me, am I wrong? Does Hunter Biden have to have security clearance, or can Joe Biden just say, you know what, I'm just going to bring you in here. No questions asked. No one's going to talk about it anyways. Nobody should care because you're my son. I can have anybody in here. Should he or should he not have to have security clearance?
I mean, let me ask you, do you think that they're not going to give him security clearance? I mean, of course they're going to.
How is he going to get security clearance?
They're going to push it through.
He's a national security threat.
You know they're going to push it through.
What does he already have the security clearance?
Oh, he may.
Because remember when President Trump was in office, they kept talking about the level of security that the Trump family had.
They kept talking
about the level of security that they had. And the Democrats were complaining about Ivanka Trump, the level of security that she had.
I mean, to be honest with you,
she didn't have the total security. Yeah. Same thing with Jared Kushner. They were upset because of his level of security, but he didn't have complete security as President Trump did.
I mean, to me, the security clearance thing isn't the big story. To me, the big story is why is Hunter all of a sudden right next to his dad? And you know why he's there, because he's protecting his dad.
I don't think it was all of a sudden. I think he's been there all along, and it's just now they're starting to get wind of it, especially after
this whole debate debacle. Well, he's been at the White House. He has been at the House, but now they're actually reporting that he's going into meetings. I mean, just he's been with his dad ever since Camp David. So once they left Camp David, Hunter has not left his side. And there's one report on the Hill that said that the White House, Hunter Biden, helped with Biden's prep speech on Monday, right? And then on New York Post, they're saying, I'm sorry, this just popped up.
It says Hunter. You want to show it on the screen? Is that what you're doing
here? Oh, I'm sorry. I meant for him to.
Go ahead.
On New York Post, they're saying Hunter Biden joins West Wing meetings after dad's disaster debate. It says he doesn't trust the aides. Hunter doesn't trust his father's old guard of aides. One source told the Post, I think Hunter wants to be there and POTUS isn't going to say no. And then NBC News is also reporting Hunter Biden has joined the White House meetings as he stays close to the president's post-debate. While he is regularly at the White House residence and events, it is unusual for the president's son to be in and around meetings that his father is having with his team. So, you know what, Will? I mean, I'm thinking they're doing this because they don't want him to, they don't want anybody to discourage his dad from running, right? And a lot of people were pressuring him. And so Jill Biden, she shut it down. They weren't taking calls. They kept him very reclusive over the weekend. You know, we don't want anybody to discourage him. He is running, right? And now they're back, and now Biden is around him. I bet he's right next to his dad. He doesn't want anybody to talk about him not running. And you actually laid out yesterday why you thought, you know, they don't want him to not run because the money would run out.
The money would dry up.
And their protection would be gone.
Their protection would be gone from everything else.
I mean, think about
the other corruption that they've been doing. Then they won't have the army of Democrat politicians, army of lawyers coming out defending Hunter Biden. Now, this explains a lot why they're defending Hunter Biden.
Yeah.
So how many other Democrats are in on this?
Yeah,
how many of them
really
are
huge.
Aware of this happening? You remember the whole cocaine showing up at the White House? Now you know why the cocaine story disappeared.
And you know what, Will?
It disappeared up Hunter's nose.
What's his
name?
They
lost the cocaine from what I heard.
What's his name that you talked about? The Turk guy, right?
Uh-huh.
He used to say, oh, you know, what's the big deal with Hunter having these business deals and stuff? He's far up. He's away from his dad. The business dealings aren't intertwining. But yet you see now Hunter is very intertwined with his dad. He's trying to protect his dad so his money doesn't dry out. Hunter knows.
Hunter has an expensive drug deal. He has a drug habit. All have an expensive lifestyle that they want to maintain.
They are actually proving that the only thing that they have is the Biden name. That's how they make their money. When the Biden name is gone, when he's no longer relevant, when he steps out of this presidency or doesn't become president anymore, they have nothing. It's over for Biden. And it's over for their money. So they're trying to protect that for as long as they can. That's what I think.
Well, you know what? The Democrat Party, their house of cards is collapsing. I mean, it is collapsing. It's starting to crumble. Mm-hmm. And they don't know how to act with all of this. Listen to this on the Communist News Network. The Communist News Network has been, you know, or the Clinton News Network. It's not the Biden News Network, because they never turn like this on any Democrat that I could ever remember. Maybe before they became full on communists that they used to talk about these politicians. But I've never seen them turn on their own the way they are now.
Brief remarks tonight provided another data point for anyone trying to assess his physical and mental state from a distance. Tonight, though, after a weekend of calls for him to bow out of the race and sharp rebuttals from his supporters, we have some new reporting from Carl Bernstein, CNN political analyst and author and legendary journalist. So, Carl, according to the people you've been talking to, what are you hearing?
Well, these are people, several of them, who are very close to President Biden, who love him, have supported him, and been among them are some people who have raised a lot of money for him. And they are adamant that what we saw the other night, the Joe Biden we saw, is not a one-off, that there have been 15, 20 occasions in the last year and a half when the president has appeared somewhat as he did in that horror show that we witnessed. And what's so significant is the people that this is coming from, and also how many people around the president are aware of such incidents, including some reporters, incidentally, who have witnessed some of them. But here we see tonight, as these people say, President Biden at his absolute best. And yet, these people who have supported him, loved him, campaigned for him, see him often, say that, that in the last 6 months particularly, there has been a marked incidence of cognitive decline and physical infirmity.
What I wonder about is the people who were, you know, working with him at Camp David, allegedly in this intensive debate prep, if there were concerns there about this, and I don't know if you have any got any word about that, but how anybody involved in that debate prep, I mean, didn't anybody see something?
Well, the debate prep was supervised by Ron Klain, who has been with President Biden for many years. And people I've talked to have all been to Ron Klain in the last year to say, we have a problem. We have a problem such as we saw the other night, that there have been numerous instances where the president has lost his train of thought, can't pick it up again. There was a fundraiser at which he started at the podium, and then he became very stiff, according to the people there, as if it were almost a kind of rigor mortis.
This was reported allegedly in June of 2020.
This was June of, this was a year ago almost exactly at the old Four Seasons restaurant on Park Avenue.
Are you hearing this? See, there, you and I, all of us that, you know, have two brain cells that are not social distancing from one another, you and I have been paying attention to Joe Biden all this time. See, they were counting on the American people not to be paying attention. Karine Jean-Pierre, every time here lately, remember Karine Jean-Pierre came out with the whole cheap fake? Remember she came out with that, talking about the cheap fake? And now she's even doubling down, saying that she's not going to take it back. She's not going to retract it. She said that it was AI making Joe Biden look bad. I'm highly surprised that she didn't come out talking about these debates. I'm highly surprised she didn't come out and say the debate was a cheap fake. It was on CNN. It was still a cheap fake. I'm highly surprised she didn't do that. Why not? She's lying about everything else. Why stop at CNN? Why stop at the debate? Give it some time. When people realize that the bait is gone and is already slid on, you know, moved on, they're gonna, she's going to come out, probably come out and say it was cheap fake too. I want to show you that when we come back from this break. She's actually saying that all of the valid videos are now cheap fake. You can't make it up. You really can't. I have that and so much more. Don't go anywhere, everybody. We'll be right back.
Pharma hats are where style and leather come together to create exceptional headwear. Proudly made in the USA, experience craftsmanship like never before, and they're 100% leather hats, handcrafted in the heart of Minnesota, USA. Their premium full-grain cattle leather ensures unparalleled quality and durability for all your outdoor ventures. Amazing features include 50 plus UV protection, water resistant, foldable design that is convenient on the go. Effortlessly stow your hat in the free travel bag provided, and the vintage oil wax finish that only gets better with age. Whether you're hiking through rugged terrain, enjoying a day at the beach, or simply strolling through town, these hats are the ideal choice. As a UFA producer, you see me wear mine every day, and everywhere I go, I get compliments and asked where I get mine. Don't miss out on the chance to own a hat that seamlessly blends fashion, functionality, and quality. Visit uniteamericafirst.com and go to our merch page today and discover the world of handcrafted leather excellence. Elevate your adventure, elevate your style. Shop now.
Welcome to a journey of enhanced cognitive well-being with Frequence Rise, a product that is believed to be an all-in-one supplement for supporting mental performance and overall brain health. At the heart of our nootropics lies a carefully crafted blend of seven different organic mushrooms, essential B vitamins, amino acids, and the power of green coffee bean extract. This unique formulation is designed to nourish your brain and support optimal cognitive function.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves, exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
And we're back. Hey, did you always want to own a night vision binoculars, but you didn't get one because of how pricey it was? Well, now you can grab one for under $200 from our sponsor, TacRite. Similar night visions usually sell for over $4,000 once it is military grade. However, TacRite was able to make a revolutionary new night vision system. Military night visions require at least some light in order to work. TacRite night vision lets you see even in pitch darkness. Our viewers can get a one-time amazing discount. You can grab one today for under $200. Don't need a coupon. You don't need a coupon. Just visit TacRiteLFA.com. That's TacRiteLFA.com. This would make a great gift for anyone that is interested in outdoor hunting, military style, workouts, or even just want to be feeling safe in the evening. If you just want to feel safe, grab yours today. These won't last long. Last time it was sold, it sold out in 3 hours. Wow, that's crazy, right? After mentioning it on our channel, get yours today. That is TacRiteLFA.com. TacRiteLFA.com. Shannon, did you go to the website? I want a pair. Did you put it up on the screen? Because I want a pair. I'm hoping they didn't see it. Yeah, that's pretty awesome, right? That's pretty awesome. I want a pair. Right there. I don't know why you have the HTTP down in the lower third down there, but yeah, it's just TacRiteLFA.com. TacRiteLFA.com. That's pretty awesome. I've always wanted to own a pair. And for to have some that works in pitch black, that's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. Okay, so now let's get to this here. What happened to it? Does it sit here? Okay. So right before we went to the break, I was telling y'all, Karine Jean-Pierre was telling everybody that she's not going to take it back. And I'm actually highly surprised that the press was even asking her this question. They said, are you going to retract that? Are you going to take it back about, trying to say Joe Biden wandering off, being delusional? You know what I've said before many times? Why does it take the press so long to see what you and I see? They claim to be highly intelligent. They went to these Ivy League schools. They went to Harvard and Yale and Princeton. They went to all of these schools, right? That were elite schools. But it's only now they're starting to figure things out. They're so slow. Why is that? Split screen it. Listen to Karine Jean-Pierre as the press corps is asking her if she's going to take it back. I can't believe they actually did this.
Pelosi said it's a legitimate question to ask if this is an episode.
Oh, this is not it. What happened to it? You're talking about cheap fake. Oh, yeah, I see it. I'm sorry. Here we go. Listen.
Gotcha.
Thank you, Karine.
The administration strongly criticized the media for clips showing the president appearing to be confused
freezing at times, and you called it cheap fakes, misinformation, disinformation. Yeah. In one case, even implied that it was the product of artificial intelligence, calling it deep fakes. Yeah. Do you have any regret over using that language?
Not at all. Not at all. And let me be clear, it was a certain part of the media.
Which media is she talking about then? The media that's telling the truth? The media that saw Joe Biden wandering off when they're trying to take a picture? When the media that was talking about Joe Biden having to need assistance before he could go someplace? Is she talking about that media? What media is she talking about?
I mean, you can speak to this better than I can. A certain part of the media which was doing this. And look, independent mainstream fact checkers in the press and misinformation experts have been calling out cheap fakes. And at the end of the day, they're fakes. That's what they were, targeting the president. They had said, the reporters and these misinformation experts said that this president was being targeted. And what we did was echo them. That's what we did.
What is a disinformation expert? What is that? What, I mean, who are these disinformation experts? I really want to know. I want to go look at their website. I want to go see what they are calling disinformation. And who allows them to say what is factual information, what is not? The people that she's referring to are the exact same people, this disinformation group she's talking about, are the exact same people that will tell you a man can get pregnant. So should we believe them? If you go right now on Fascist Book and you put on there saying men cannot get pregnant, let me know what happens. Do it. If you still have accounts on there, do it. Same thing on ScrewTube. Go in there and say men cannot get pregnant. Do it. There's no such thing as trans women. Do it. Right? But according to the disinformation groups that come back and say, you're putting out misleading disinformation. Men can't get pregnant. And here's the study that we've done on it. That's who she's talking about. The disinformation experts. Who is she actually referring to? I mean, I couldn't believe it that she actually even said that. This is so bizarre to me. And it kind of irritates me to no end. Because the White House, actually the Supreme Court, they didn't rule in favor of it, but they didn't rule against it either, right? I think it was Kentucky? I can't remember what state, or was it Tennessee? I can't remember. There's a state that brought up a lawsuit against these big tech companies like Fascist Book and ScrewTube because they were preventing the American people from using their voices, and the federal government went to them saying that, hey, you can prevent people from sharing certain information that they deem to be disinformation. Why does the government get to decide what is factual information and what is not factual information? And if they do, why do they get to be able to go to the big tech companies and tell us what to believe and what not to believe? Why do they get to do that? That's not the business of the federal government. This is what you call totalitarian government. Because they come in and they tell everybody what you can believe and the beliefs that you have are the ones that we give you. That's the beliefs that they believe you should have, the ones that they give you. I can't believe it. Disinformation experts. I know I'm really like thinking about it because you know what? I've been hit so many times on Fascist Book for posting factual information. There's been people that posted scripture from the Bible on Fascist Book, and Fascist Book comes back behind them and said it's disinformation. Verbatim from the Bible, copy and paste, and they come back and says it's disinformation. So who are these disinformation experts? Do you see what this is all about, right? And the Supreme Court, they allowed the White House to, you know, they said, well, we're not going to stop it. It needs to go to the individuals. Individuals have to bring up lawsuits against the tech companies with the federal government. not states. Which means unless you have a huge amount of money, then you're just SOL. So the federal government can send the FBI to Fascist Book and to ScrewTube and constantly tell them don't allow people to talk about the Hunter Biden laptop all over again if they want to.
Where's Hunter?
They can do it all over again. Or if you go in there and say, you know, President Trump never did collude with Russia, even after the Mueller report, the Democrats still believe it in their mind that they that President Trump did.
China.
And you can't talk about the vaccine. You can't talk about the vaccine, according to the Democrats. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. I have so much more for you in such little time. We'll be right back.
Meet Frequence Sync, your nightly companion designed to harmonize with your body's natural rhythms. At the heart of Sync lies a blend of potent ingredients meticulously chosen for their transformative benefits. Sync's collagen peptides elevate your nightly routine, from enhancing skin's radiance and muscle recovery to fortifying joints and promoting digestion. It's your holistic approach to beauty and well-being. Magnesium, a cornerstone ingredient, is believed to calm the central nervous system and address age-related sleep challenges, ensuring you drift into a restorative slumber. But Sync doesn't stop there. With the calming properties of GABA, the therapeutic potential of CBD, and the sleep-inducing qualities of CBN, you're set for a harmonious night's rest. Embrace Sync, where nature's finest collaborate to reduce stress, elevate mood, and ensure you wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. Sync. Synchronize with the night and rise to a new day.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. So let me remind you, President Trump, he's innocent of all of these charges that they brought up against him. He's like, he's a 34-count innocent felon. Only in this world today. Only in our time today. You know, I never did make a T-shirt saying that I'm going to vote for the 34-count felon. You know, I thought about it. But it doesn't matter. I'm going to vote for him. You're going to vote for him. We're all still going to vote for him. Now, let me share this report for you. This, and I want y'all to listen to this. This was on Fox Business. I know it's Fox Business. But they're making a really good point here, talking about President Trump with the immunity. And like I was mentioning to you in my opening monologue, that the Democrats are trying to scramble around right now to try to figure out what can we say President Trump did outside the scope of his immunity. They're, like I explained multiple times, like they're saying that he did something. We just don't know what it is yet. They're scrambling, trying to figure out something to get Trump on. These people are so demonic. But listen to this, because they explain this very well. Watch this.
One thing that jumped out for me, and Andy McCarthy hit on this, the most important thing in this decision is the fact that the courts can no longer basically read into, say, a president's motives. And you can't have a president after the fact, after he leaves office, some underling, some lesser inferior executive decide what was on a president's mind when he was in office and think that he had corrupt motives. And Andy said, I think 8/10 of lawfare is now gone because of that.
Yeah, I think that the importance of today's decision really talks about the idea of the integrity of the executive, what it means to be the president of the United States and the deference that's given to that position. You bring out a great point that was a bit more nuanced in the decision, the idea that prosecutors will not be able to look into the motives of the president when analyzing whether his acts were or were not within the official scope of the presidency. There's also some other language in there that talks about the idea that they can't look into the personal papers or testimony of not only the president himself, but also the advisors to the president. So I think that's going to be a remarkable kind of piece of all of this as they try to unravel it, as I'm sure Jack Smith will try to bring back at least some of these charges. That fight for immunity, he is going to be prevented from bringing in some of that evidence that would have potentially helped him prove that this was outside the scope of the presidency and could very well mean that the court doesn't have sufficient evidence in order to determine that he can still be prosecuted. So this is a big win for Trump today, and I think will continue to be a win as this progresses through additional litigation.
Let me stop it. So my question is, Jack Beep Smith, he wasn't appointed. The Senate didn't confirm him. He wasn't even appointed by Joe Biden. Did Hunter?
Where's Hunter?
Did Hunter appoint Jack Smith? Now I'm really interested in knowing the answer to that, because Joe Biden didn't, the Senate didn't. Who was it in the Supreme Court, Shannon, said that they're going to look into Jack Beep Smith's actual role in his position, as what he's doing is actually even legal?
Clarence Thomas
said they're going to actually look into that, because Jack Beep Smith, he wasn't confirmed. So how is it that Jack Beep Smith, y'all know what the beep is, right? Okay, I'm a Christian man here. You have to fill that part in for me. Jack Beep Smith. I'm censorship. I'm putting in the beep sound. But Jack Smith, he planted evidence at Mar-a-Lago. Nothing happens to him. They said they were just cover letters. Nothing happens to him. They cut off their body cameras. Nothing happens to him. They said that they removed the cover letters and then they actually put the actual documents in the box with the cameras off. Nothing happens to him. They tampered with evidence. Nothing happens to him. Now they're talking about they're going to leave it up to Jack Smith to see if what evidence that he has or what he's going to do before he proceeds on with this case. The very fact that he tampered with evidence and they planted evidence, taking a picture, trying to put out the public perception out there that President Trump did something wrong, he should be in prison for that. You know what that's called? You know what happens if someone tampers with evidence? Oh, but wait a minute. We're talking about Democrats. Remember Hillary Clinton? She destroyed the Blackberries after they were subpoenaed. She destroyed the server after it was subpoenaed. Nothing happened to her. She's still walking free, making money, causing problems in the country, in the world. Because they're Democrats. Demons will protect demons. This is so bizarre to me. If you or I, we tamper with evidence after they subpoenaed, we're not going to even see the light of day ever again. They said you were obstructing justice.
So, Mike, were you surprised about this ruling? Because it seems like most, you know, fair lawyers looked at what the court was going to do. They're going to go, listen, you know, you're president and you're taking official action, you're going to get immunity. If you step outside of that official action and you do private things, you know, you can be prosecuted criminally. Were you surprised by this ruling?
I was not surprised, and I would say this. You have federal judges who are immune, both civilly and criminally, for their official acts. Members of Congress are immune civilly and criminally for their official acts. why the heck would the president of the United States not be immune from both civil and criminal prosecution? The Supreme Court established 40 years ago in the Nixon case that presidents are immune from civil prosecution. The Supreme Court has never had to decide about criminal prosecution for the president because we've never had a former president charged until President Biden and Merrick Garland brought this unprecedented lawfare and election interference against President Trump.
You can take it off the screen. And you know, that's exactly what this is. This is communism 101. They're going after their political rival. They're stretching it out. They're seeking anything they can to take down President Trump. They're taking our country in a direction that we don't want to go. And you know what part of it? They're trying, you know what they're trying to do here too? This is another game that they are playing. They're trying to get under our skin. They're trying to get us to be violent. Conservatives, Republicans were not violent. Christians were not violent. If we were violent, we would have been violent ever since they stole the election from 2020. And it wouldn't have stopped. Remember the Summer of Love? They used George Floyd. How long did that go on? How long did the destruction of the Democrats, how long did it go on? How long did that destruction last? It went on. How long? Do you remember, Shannon? It was like the entire summer.
I mean, yeah, that's right? why they call it the summer of love. Yeah.
Like 3 or 4 months. It went on and on every day, destroying as much as possible. Conservatives, Republicans don't do that. And then on top of that, Democrats, these communists, they go out and attack random people. They were attacking white people. They were killing white people. They were destroying people's shops, their business. They were locking, they were putting chains on federal buildings and trying to set the building on fire with people inside, mind you. Because remember, Bill Barr was having to answer the question about possibly using, because they used pepper spray, tear gas on the protesters, on the communists that were trying to burn down the federal building. And Bill Barr caved in like a weasel that he is, wouldn't stand up and defend the Constitution and defend President Trump and the actions. Total weasel. You remember that? And now they're even calling that if President Trump wins this election, the Democrats are saying that they are going to start the second civil war. The Democrats are saying this. They're saying that people will die. I played it for you. All of this is connected. And you know what? Because President Trump, he keeps winning. The Democrats are getting frustrated because they have a cognitive problem in the White House that's not going to lead the way for them. It's not going to keep them in power. I told y'all, y'all need to get ready because I truly believe that they're going to do some serious destruction. They got 50 ISIS members that they're probably just waiting to activate in the country right now. You need to get ready. I'm telling you right now, you've got to get ready because these people, they're coming. They're going to come because they don't have, they see no other way than doing this. They're already wanting the military and the Navy SEALs to take out the Supreme Court and President Trump. Do you understand what's happening here? They did the exact same thing before the first Civil War. The Democrats are doing it again. Because they reject history, they reject truth. Imagine a world where your phone works anywhere. No dead zones, no dropped calls. That's what you get when you go to PrepGearPlus.com. The Iridium 9555 satellite phone gives you the freedom to connect from any corner of the globe. And for a limited time, it's yours at no cost with a 24-month agreement for just $95.95 a month. Plus, they offer family share plans with up to 3 phones. Why satellite phones? They're secure, encrypted, and used by the U.S. military, ensuring that your communication is private and reliable. In a time time where the cell networks are increasingly vulnerable, the satellite phone is a beacon of stability. Don't believe me? Ask the tens of thousands who were left without service during the AT&T outage, or the heroes in Hawaii who manage emergency situations with just one satellite phone. Get a peace of mind with a network that stands firm when others fail. Visit PrepGearPlus.com or call 855-980-5830 to join the communication revolution. PrepGearPlus.com, where every call is secure and every corner of the earth is covered.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.